Senator Dianne Feinstein's big fat abortion lie. In Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Senate confirmation hearing on Wednesday, Senator Dianne Feinstein made a mind-blowing, make that head-exploding statement. Citing the Liberal Guttmacher Institute, Feinstein said, and I quote, "In the 1950s and 60s, the two decades before Roe, death from illegal abortions in this country ran between 200,000 to 1.2 million, end quote. That is not what the Guttmacher Institute says. The Guttmacher Institute says that, quote, "Estimates of the number of illegal abortions in the 1950s and 60s ranged from 200,000 to 1.2 million per year," end quote. Please note, this statement does not mention death. Here's what Feinstein omitted, also from the Guttmacher Institute, and I quote, "In 1930, abortion was listed as the official cause of death for almost 2,700 women. The death toll had declined to just under 1,700 by 1940 and to just over 300 by 1950, most likely because of the introduction of antibiotics in the 1940s, which permitted more effective treatment of the infections that frequently developed after illegal abortion. By 1965, the number of deaths due to illegal abortion had fallen to just under 200, end quote. The deaths of women caused by illegal abortions in the 1950s and 60s doesn't come close to 200,000, let alone 1.2 million. Compare the actual death tolls of women from illegal abortions in the 1950s and 60s to the almost 61 million intentional killings of humans in the womb since 1973, or the over 63,000 humans intentionally killed in the womb just this year. The conservative millennial Ali Stuckey recently wrote this, and I quote, "The most impressive feat the left has accomplished is convincing millions of people that decapitating a child inside the womb is worthy of celebration. That alone should teach us to never underestimate the power of a lie and the willingness of ignorant people to believe it," end quote. The success of the left in garnering public support for human slaughter can be attributed in no small measure to their repugnant willingness to lie in the service of evil.